Hi, thanks for joining me today on this podcast. What I'd like to do is just chat around a topic which comes up all the time for me, and it's what do I look for, Chris, in an executive coach? So we're not going to be talking about life coaches or relationship coaches, really those which we come across in business or in a career context. And when people ask me this, I tend to think of three things. Firstly, I tend to think about chemistry. You're going to be building a long-term relationship with this person, and for that to work, you need to be able to get on with each other. And that could be the way you just feel when you meet them. It could be the interactions, they say, but there needs to be a basis of good chemistry. If that's not there, it isn't going to work. When I first got into coaching years ago, first coach I had was a complete waste of space. We did three sessions, it was a waste of money, and here we go, 40 years later, we're still coaching. So you can get it right, but the chemistry is important. Secondly, about experience. I always tend to think about this as what is the relevant experience the coach has in the context of what you're looking for. And by that I mean, if for example you're moving jobs, then you want a coach who's had a lot of experience in helping people move jobs. Doesn't mean that's the only thing they've done, but it's somebody who can challenge you and ask you questions which are relevant to your situation, and a good coach should be able to adapt to that. The other thing to remember, of course, is that, you know, this coaching world is completely unregulated. So what I also look for is, have they got some form of accreditation or qualification which gives a basic methodology? A good coach will certainly have that, and a coach should have their own coach or supervisor. So think about asking them questions as much as them asking you questions. Thirdly, the other thing I look for is methodology. Can they clearly tell you what they're going to do, how the process works, and what the outcomes are? And that'll have a number of pieces in it. They should all start with some form of informal get-together, no-obligation meeting for which there should be no fees. And that's about the chemistry. Usually, that should follow, for me, with a clear contracting phase of what is the purpose of the coaching, what are the objectives, and how are we going to measure them? The next bit, usually for me, is does the coach actually have a reviewing mechanism so that outcomes are clearly stated and measured? A good coach will want to measure the effect they've had in the coaching conversations. So if you're looking for a coach, think about three things. Think about the chemistry. Can you work together and build a trusted relationship? Secondly, can you think about the experience they've got? Is it relevant to you? And thirdly, can you clearly understand their methodology? If you can't, have a chat with somebody else.